A Republican congressman says he's being spied on by Capitol Hill police. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Texas Congressman Troy Nehls accusing Capitol Police of investigating his office and staff illegally.
Nehls says police went into his office without his permission in November and took photos of confidential material, an allegation that Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger denies. Manger says an officer found the door to Nehls' office open and went to investigate, but Nehls believes he's being targeted in part because of his criticism of the department's handling of the January 6th Capitol attack.
I'm telling you, they're coming after anyone that has a dissenting point of view, anybody that doesn't agree with them.
More than 30 Republicans are calling on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to look into reports of Capitol Police monitoring lawmakers, staff, and Capitol visitors.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, the House has passed a stopgap spending measure that would avert a possible government shutdown at the end of next week, assuming the Senate goes along with it. The House also passing a bill to reform the U.S. Postal Service.
The Postal Service has been saying unless Congress acts, it's going to run out of cash by 2024. Now the House has passed the Postal Reform Act. It ends the requirement that the service pay in advance for health care for current and retired workers for the next 75 years. It also means the service has to set up an online dashboard so users can see how long it takes to get letters and packages delivered. The measure got bipartisan support in the House. It's expected to get the same when it heads next to the Senate.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. Students tried to present cease and desist paperwork to Loudoun County, Virginia school board members last night over their face mask mandate. The board members refused to accept it. Loudoun County has rejected Governor Youngkin's executive order that gives parents the last word on whether their kids must mask up in school. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The president of France in Ukraine Tuesday, continuing his efforts to try and cool the tensions over Russian troops at Ukraine's borders.
French President Emmanuel Macron says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him he will not escalate things with Ukraine and that there's no permanent deployment of Russian troops in Belarus. The Kremlin said no deal was made and leaving Belarus after drills had been the plan anyway. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki was asked if the U.S. is being left out of talks here.
There are others, the German chancellor who was just here yesterday is also meeting with President Putin tomorrow. And certainly, if there is diplomatic progress, we would welcome that. But we will believe it when we see it with our own eyes at the border.
Psaki said the president spoke with Macron twice in the week leading up to his meeting with Putin. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A second man charged in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer is expected to plead guilty on Wednesday. That would leave four men to face trial next month and give prosecutors a possible second insider who could be a key prosecution witness. Caleb Franks, in a document filed with the court Monday, said he would admit to guilt in the scheme to kidnap the governor. FBI agents stepped in and arrested that group back in October. Already plagued by low ratings, companies are now facing pushback for sponsoring the 2022 Olympic Games.
Marketing experts say affiliation with the Beijing Games has turned into a liability. 13 top sponsors paid an estimated $100 million each for rights to use the iconic Olympic rings in ads airing during the Games. NBC Universal has spent $7.7 $1.5 billion for Olympic broadcasting rights through 2032. But the usually high-profile opening ceremony, meant to highlight the host nation's culture, didn't turn out to be ratings gold. Viewership was down nearly 70% among the key demo compared to South Korea's 2018 games.
That's Fox's Jillian Turner. The U.S. has yet to win a gold medal at the Beijing Olympic Games. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.